The trial of Joseph Skinny Joey Merlino continues in Philadelphia. Mr. Merlino is the reputed leader of a crime family that operates in southern New Jersey and Philadelphia. He faces federal racketeering charges that include 3 counts of murder, 2 attempted murders, drug trafficking, and theft. The evidence against Mr. Merlino includes hours of secretly recorded conversations he had with associates on the telephone and in person. A snitch recorded those conversations, and prosecutors have played a number of them for the jury. The government is hoping the tapes will provide fresh detail into the inner workings of the mob. But the tapes also captured a familiar sound.
Tonight you're mine.
The Shirelles perform one of several oldies songs that provide a virtual soundtrack for the mob's business dealings. Reporter George Anastasia has been covering the trial for the Philadelphia Inquirer and was last with us in March. Mr. Anastasia joins us on the line from his office. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, George Anastasia, were you the first to notice the music on these tapes?
Well, I think everyone was struck by it. You know, we had been listening to tapes for maybe 4 or 5 days, and they get kind of humdrum and boring. But on this particular day, the mob informant, Ron Previty, was wired up, and he was going to a mob meeting at a construction company office, and all of a sudden we're hearing the Shirelles in the background. And then at another meeting, tape of which was played that same day, he's at a Christmas party, and we've got all kind of other music in the background, and you hear a mobster kind of crooning along with the different tunes. And it was a break in the tedium of the trial, and it also was quite humorous. And I think it did give you an idea that these guys are kind of multidimensional. You know, they have different interests besides loan sharking and gambling and whacking people.
Indeed. And their taste in music runs to what kind of music?
What we heard on the tapes was Motown, doo-wop, and some classic Christmas carols. You know, this mob group runs from like mid-20s to the late 60s, so you got a lot of guys with a lot of different musical interests.
What do these tapes sound like? I mean, is it a very good audio quality?
Very good. I mean, it's a lot of times a one-on-one conversation, or if it's in a bar, there's a little bit of background noise. But, yeah, I mean, this fellow, Ron Previty, was wearing the wire, and he was having these meetings, and they're talking about a bookmaking operation. They're talking about a tractor trailer load of bicycles that have been stolen, where it was going to be delivered. And then you hear the music in the background.
And Ron Previty is one of the prosecution witnesses
here?
Ron
Previty is one of the key prosecution witnesses. He's a former mobster who, unbeknownst to these guys, was working with the FBI for 4 or 5 years. Previty alone probably taped 400 to 500 conversations, and we'll hear about 70 or 80 of his tapes at this trial.
What's it like to listen to these tapes in court there?
It's really an inside look at the mob and the way these guys operate. It's mob talk, unguarded moments. Sometimes they'll be talking about the problems with their wife or a party they have to go to or a social affair they don't want to go to. Other times they'll be talking about how much somebody owes them on the VIG on a loan and whose book is making a lot of money and what the line is on the football game.
Any particular songs stand out to you?
Well, one of the interesting things that jumped at me is they were talking about bookmaking and money. And in the background, the Skyliners were singing Pennies from Heaven, you know, the kind of remix. And that, I said that was, you know, you couldn't make this up any better than it actually played out.
Every time it rains, it rains, and it's from heaven. Don't you know it's my contain, and it's from heaven. You find your fortunes falling all over town.
That's wonderful. It does sound like it was scripted.
Yes, exactly.
You know, I also wonder if it could be that somebody was playing the music particularly loud in hopes that if somebody were wearing a wire, you couldn't hear what was being said in the conversation, that the background music would drown it out. Any chance of that?
I don't think that was happening. This was the jukebox in a bar. There was a party going on. The interesting thing about Previty was no one had a clue that he was cooperating, and he did it so well for so long. And that's why his tapes are so damaging.
Right. You know, you've said in the past in discussions here that a conviction of Joseph Merlino could be the death knell for the South Jersey and Philadelphia mob. Do you think that in some weird way their musical tastes are pining for the old days when somebody would not have worn a wire?
Well, you know, you've got that. Yeah, and I think that you could doo-wop and the oldies. It was a better time for the mob, the 50s, the 60s. It was a time when Omer to the Code of Silence was strong, when there was a sense of family and honor and loyalty. You know, they joke in Philadelphia, we've had so many informants, you could create a South Philadelphia boys choir with the wise guys that have sung for the government.
It's interesting that we have doo-wop singers here too, isn't it? A cappella groups.
Yeah, I mean, but that always seems to be, it's not so much a mob thing, I think, as it is an inner city kind of thing. I know in Italian-American neighborhoods across the country, inner city neighborhoods, doo-wop and corner singing is kind of the tradition, and I think that's one of the reasons that you're hearing a lot of that.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, Mama said. Mama said.
And there were folks in the courtroom kind of tapping their toes and, you know, their heads were bouncing as the music was playing.
Yeah, I have to wonder if these defendants are singing Mama Said a lot more.
I think they, you know, they're probably the only people in the room that didn't see the humor in the music that played that day. I think they realized that they're up against some serious charges here. And three or four of them are looking at potential life sentences.
Thank you so much, George.
My pleasure.
George Anastasia is a reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer. He is also author of three books on the mob, The Goodfella Tapes, Blood and Honor, and Summer Wind.